And I want to let you know that we just recently got to attend on November the 18th, a very special concert with featuring Daryl Scott at the Bijou Theater in Knoxville. And Daryl Scott made it available through recording. He had had this entire concert recorded, and then he sold it to the folks that had attended the concert, and probably some folks that didn't attend the concert, if you know about it. So I'm not sure that he features this on his webpage. I haven't looked in a few days. But anyway, I want to let you guys know we're going to do set one, and we're going to go ahead and fill a slot of music off the grid. So we'll just call this a very special episode. This was recorded completely live, and what a fantastic concert this was. We were very blessed to be able to attend this, and it was he was honoring his father during this concert. And so anyway, hopefully you'll enjoy this, and we wanted to take about an hour and feature this first set. It's got tons of songs in it. The Day Before Thanksgiving, With a Memory Like Mine, You'll Never Leave Harlan Alive. It's just loaded. And one of my favorites is he did a song called Desperados Waiting for a Train in this set. Let's go ahead and get started. Here's Daryl Scott, November the 18th at the Bijou Theater in Knoxville, Tennessee.
The bombs bursting in air. It's the day before Thanksgiving. I'm not feeling much of things. Just a low-grade desperation leaves me reeling in the ranks. Just when I think I'm getting somewhere, it's somewhere further to fall. It's the day before Thanksgiving, that is all. I don't believe the pilgrims sat with Indians for a feast. A self-proclaimed holy sailor does not break bread with his beast. But then again, he had a musket and the Indian had a knife. And the musket man could make him eat for life. I don't believe this country's manifestor and destiny. Someone just cooked it up and it's still fed to you and me. They tell us who to love in war and never ask for help. And they cannot stand us thinking for ourselves. Thanksgiving back in 1991, a millionaire let me drive his Mercedes just for fun. And I drove it with the top down, down them Blue Ridge mountain roads. They let me keep it 13 weeks or so. And I know what he was saying with that car that was not mine, that I could have one too if I just did not cross the line. Oh, but lines were made for crossing. I was born to crack the code. And there ain't no shame in walking down this road. With gravy on the top, mashed potatoes, peas, and dinner rolls. You use them like a mop. I got my position at the table. I got a child to save my grace, and a wife and boss who keeps me in my place. It's the day before Thanksgiving. I'm not just a low-grade desperation leaves me reeling in the ranks. Just when I think I'm getting somewhere, it's somewhere further to fall. It's the day before Thanksgiving. That is all.
Thank you very much. Well, I'll just say it off the bat here. This night is dedicated to Wayne Scott. It was 5 years ago today that my dad passed away. And we have three generations, my dad, myself, and my son here playing for you tonight. And that'd be just about right for my dad right there. And I was thinking about this as well. He died in Knoxville. So there's a Knoxville connection here. He was airlifted out here. And this is a song that he wrote the lyric to. I put a tune to it about 16 years ago. Added a last verse. So it's a co-write with the old man. Watch that big light shine this way. Hear that whistle softly blowing. Lord, it's been an awful day. I watched him leave that Friday morning. It was in the month of May. I told my son to be a good soldier, but return again someday. Well, he did return just 1 year later. Lord, I'll not forget that day. Oh, the baggage car, there's where he traveled, in a casket where he lay. Train man, keep your whistle blowing, make it moan and make it whine. You make a man feel mighty lonesome with a memory like mine. Yeah, just like mine. The flag upon the casket, and the casket in the grave. I could not stand it any longer. and I knew not how to pray. I just cried, oh Lord, I hate to leave hell all alone beneath the clay. Train man, keep your whistle blowing, make it moan and make it whine. You make a man feel mighty lonesome with a memory like mine. You're just like mine. Give my all. I'd wrap that goddamn flag around me like a blanket and listen for the clods to fall. Oh, train man, keep your whistle blowing, make it moan and make it white. You sure know how to make a man feel mighty lonesome with a memory like mine. Train man, keep your whistle blowing, make it more and make it whine. You make a man feel mighty lonesome with a memory like mine, just like mine. Just like
Supper time, I had me a brand new song. The girl love is up and gone, gone, gone. I got a big black cat and he's scratching at my door. Well, he runs by me kind of funny, 'cause I've never let him in before. Oh, the cat is scratching at my door. Everybody needs some time away. Don't you think everybody needs a little bit of time away? But it feels like Sunday every day. Everybody needs a little bit of time. They need a little time away.
What about Boy Named Banjo? Yes, yes, yes. I thought so. I thought that would work out just right, right there. Absolutely.
It's not moonshine.
Hey, you know, I want to play something for you that I've been messing around with a new kind of a project, and I'm going to play a little bit for you. It's with String Quintet. They're not here. I've got them recorded because I've been messing with this. But see what you think of this if you would listen to this right here.
And we're listening to a very, very special concert that was held in Knoxville on November the 18th. And I got a live copy just recently. And I wanted to share it with you. So we're going to do it on a very special segment of Music Off the Grid, and we'll fill that slot with this. This was a very, very special concert to me, and I think it was to Daryl Scott as well. He was honoring his father's legacy, and my wife and I both got to attend this concert. It was just amazingly good, and had a fantastic time. Wanted to share it with you, so anyway, hopefully you're enjoying it. I really appreciate Daryl's efforts that he gives at each concert. I like the way he put it, too. He records each one, or he has been, and I don't know if he's made it available for every single stop, but I know he did for this one. And as he said during the concert, during a break, you know, he feels different. He performs different each time, and I can't say enough about how special it was that he did make this available. So anyway, you're hearing it right here on the SBB Radio Network, and we do appreciate you listening. We'll still continue on with regular programming. We've got a brand new Great Stuff Bluegrass coming up at about, it'll probably be more along the lines of 7 rather than 6 tonight. So anyway, we'll continue on. This next song is maybe one of my favorites ever from Daryl Scott, and that's kind of hard to figure that you've got a favorite, but this one hits home to so many. My grandparents, including my parents, got to experience some coal mining life, and either directly or indirectly, and when you think about it, I guess when I look back, I experienced some myself, and I'd love to be able to write a book on this whole thing, but this song here kind of sums it up. A lot of folks have done it. Daryl wrote it, and nobody does it any better, in my opinion. You'll never leave Harlan alive.
Said, won't you walk with me out of the mouth of this holler? Or we'll never leave Harlan alive. Where the sun comes up about 10 in the morning, and the sun goes down about 3 every day, and you fill your cup
with whatever bitter brew you're drinking, and you spend your life just thinking of how to get away. No one ever knew there was coal in the mountains till a man from the northeast arrived. Yeah, he was waving some $100 bills. Hey, I'll pay you for your minerals. But he never left Harlan alive. Well, Granny, she sold out cheap, and they moved out west of Pineville to a farm where big Richland River winds. And I bet they did them a jig, and they laughed and sang a new song. Who said we'd never leave Harlan Granny. Oh, but he never left Harlan alive. Where the sun comes up about 10 in the morning, and the sun goes down, 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 down about 3 every day. And you fill your cup, go on and fill it up with whatever bitter brew you're drinking, and you spend your life digging coal from the bottom of your grave. And the sun comes up about 10 in the morning, and the sun goes down about 3 every day. And you fill your cup with whatever bitter brew you are drinking, and you spend your life digging coal from the bottom of your grave. Well, in the deep dark hills of eastern Kentucky, well, that's the place where I trace my bloodline. Gravestone said, you will never leave Harlan, you'll never leave Harlan alive.
Thank you, thank you.
So I've been playing Knoxville for 50 years. That seems impossible. But when I was 7, I might have been 8, but I think I was 7 years old, my family and I played the Kaz Walker Show. One Saturday morning, I met Kaz, and that was, I'm 57 now, and I played the World's Fair when it was here. And the first time I played here at the Bijou was with Sam Bush, band, back in the day. So I've been playing here for 50 years. Thank you. And I appreciate you all being out there tonight. We got a great house tonight. Keep your hands together for a Knoxville girl. Bryn Davey is going to come out here and join me. Bryn had this request today at Soundcheck, and also I know that my assistant Stephanie is here tonight, and this is one of her favorite songs of mine too, so I'm going to do it for both the gals here. It's called Heartbreak Town.
Hugged your friends, kissed your mama goodbye. Baby in your arms and a tear in your eye. 1,200 miles and you never asked why from me. Me and the baby and you side by side. We all knew we was in for a long, hard ride. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, it seemed. Honked the horn when we crossed the state line. Woke up the baby and she started to cry. She must have known what we were gonna find. This ain't nothing but a heartbreak town. Swear people in a world that's round, and they watch you dancing without the sound. It ain't nothing, oh, it ain't nothing. Take your number and you stand in line, and they watch to see how high you're gonna climb. Pat on the back, better luck next time. It ain't nothing, oh, it ain't nothing but a heartbreak. Stardust, well, it's a funny thing. It can make you cuss and it can make you sing. And the need to touch it gets so hard to explain some days. I've seen them rise, I've seen them fall. Some get nothing, some seem to get it all. And some just run while others crawl away. But hold my hand, baby, don't. I got some fraud money and I got an extra. And I'm gonna need you down this yellow brick road. This ain't nothing but a heartbreak town. Square people in a world that's around, and they watch you dancing without the sound. Oh, it ain't nothing. Oh, it ain't nothing, 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 nothing at all. You take your mind.
better luck next time. Oh, it ain't nothing. Oh, it ain't nothing but a heartbreak.
We have lost so many music angels this year, and the year's not over yet. David Bowie, Prince, Ralph Stanley, Guy Clark, Merle Haggard, Leonard Cohen, Leon Russell, Mose Allison. Come on, folks. Musical angels, earth angels. Why are we losing so many? You know what I think it says? I think it says that we're to be the angels. We're to be in our lives like they were in their lives. No matter what our lives are, we don't have to be the top of the charts, but somehow we got to be in our lives like our heroes were. I think it says something like that. And another fellow who is not dead, but he named his retirement this year, Paul Simon. He said he's not going to do this traveling anymore. More power to you, my friend. He gave us decades of great stuff, great songs. This is one of his songs right here.
Many's the time I've been mistaken, and many a time confused. Yes, and I've often felt forsaken, and certainly misused. But I'm alright, I'm alright. I'm just weary to my bones. Still you don't expect to be bright and bon vivant. From home, so far away from home. And I don't know a soul who's not been battered. I don't have a friend who feels at ease. I don't know a dream that's not been shattered, driven right down to its knees. But it's alright, yeah, it's alright. We can't be forever blessed. Still, when I think of the road we're traveling on, I wonder what's gone wrong. I can't help it, I sit and wonder just what has gone wrong. And I dreamed I was dying, and I dreamed that my soul rose unexpectedly. Looking back down at me, smiled reassuringly. Yeah, and I dreamed I was flying, and high up above my eyes could clearly see that Statue of Liberty, and it was sailing away to say goodbye, goodbye. And I dreamed I was flying.
on a ship they call the Mayflower. We come on a ship that sails the moon, and we come in the age's most uncertain hour, and we sing our American tune. Well, it's all right, it's all right. We can't be forever blessed. And still tomorrow's gonna be another working day, and I'm trying to get some rest. That's all I'm trying. I'm trying to get some rest.
Thank you, thank you.
We're listening to Daryl Scott do lots of his great tunes for us. The concert was live at the Bijou Theater in Knoxville on November the 18th of this year, and I got to attend, got in touch with Stephanie, which is Daryl's assistant, and got a copy of the entire show. So they did an amazing job recording this. So kudos definitely to the recorder, the engineer for recording this, and obviously very, very talented, and it shows. Anyway, we're listening to Daryl Scott, and this is the entire first set. I'll be bringing the second set soon. I'll try to put up when I'm going to bring it to you. It may be this following Sunday, this coming Sunday. So we'll see how things work out. Anyway, you're listening to the SBB Radio Network, and this is a very, very special edition of Music Off the Grid. And actually, it's not that much off the grid. It's just we needed to fill a spot, and this seemed to good time to do it. I haven't done a show of any kind in about 2 weeks. So anyway, we're trying to get back in the saddle, get things going again, and I thought this was so very special. I've played quite a bit of this already right after I first got it, and a couple of days ago. And anyway, I wanted to bring it to you, and we'll be bringing it to you again soon. We may even put together set one and set two in a total continuous show maybe sometime in the near future. Here is song number 7 of this set. There's 10 songs in this set, and we'll finish them all out. Looks like we've got somewhere in the neighborhood of about 20 minutes to go, so we'll go over our normal time on these shows, but that's okay. on the station. Anyway, this song here coming up, the featured tune is This Weary Way. Thanks so much for listening to the SBB Radio Network. And wanted to slip this in real quick. Hope Linda gets better soon. Linda Wright, she's been ill, and she's trying to regain her voice. And that's how come you haven't heard any Bluegrass Gold lately. So, anyway, I got in touch with her and talked to her briefly through the World Wide Web, the power of. And she's on road to recovery, we certainly hope. Anyway, here's Daryl Scott from the Bijou in Knoxville.
I told you this night is going to be dedicated to Wayne Scott, yeah. And it is. This is a song of my dad's called This Weary Way. Once I was a slave for Satan, many wrongs
got many hearts have been broken too late to right all the wrongs I've done. Won't you listen to me, brother? Down on your knees and pray. If you've wandered long as I have, oh Lord, help a man who may pass this weary way. Like mother, oh, I tried so hard, both night and day, but I just could not find the spirit that I had each time my mama prayed. Brother, get down on your knees and pray. If you've wandered along as I have, oh Lord, help a man who may pass this weary way. Before me, oh, I'm on that hellbound interstate. Oh, won't you listen to me, brother? Get down on your knees and pray. And if you as I have, oh Lord, help a man who may pass this weary way.
Thank you. I don't get to play with this young woman nearly enough. Bryn Davies right here, Knoxville girl. She has taken on being a full-time rock star UT nuclear engineering student. There's not another one like her. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do two sets of music here. And we got some good stuff at the end of the next set for you as well. So stay tuned, all y'all. Just stay around if you will. But we're going to do one more sort of piece of music. It's actually a couple songs put together. Want to let you know, would you put your hands together back there on the sound for Eric Jaskowiak? Yeah, Eric. Go, go. He is such a great engineer, both in live sound and studio stuff. He's worked on my last two records and dozens of everybody else's records, from Dublin to Nashville to Seattle to Australia to Norway. And he's I'm very lucky to have him. We just have two more nights, this night and tomorrow night, in Nashville, Tennessee, and that wraps up our tour of the year. And and it's going to be a winter kind of, I'm going to be like a bear hibernating this winter. We've hit it hard this year because we have a new record, the Couchville Sessions, that came out in May. And I'm going to do a song for you right now that starts off the album. One of the treats to me of the record is that I got my friend Guy Clark to do spoken word at the end of this song on the record. Another angel that we lost this year. And then we're going to do this this little piece of music right here, and then going to take a break. Want to let you know about a couple things. Eric is recording tonight. There's microphones in places that only Homeland Security knows about out there. So we're recording because for those who want to hear this music ever again, I mean, this exact thing, every night I play quite differently, I think. I mean, it's basically the songs, but I like to dress them up differently because I feel different every night. You guys are different every night. Last night was a cool place in Asheville, North Carolina. My voice is different. I have more to drink at different days, or I get more sleep. Everything makes everything different, and it's supposed to be, I think. So tonight is just tonight, and this is the fifth anniversary of, if that's what you would call it, of my father passing away, right here in this town, actually. So it's a Wayne Scott night, but we're also thinking of Guy Clark and all the other angels we lost this year in music. And because it's a Wayne Scott night, we brought several hundred Wayne Scott CDs. And my wife, Angela, will have something to say about what's going to happen about that. Basically, you buy something like a record or something, and you get a free Wayne Scott, because it's a great record, I got to say. He's my dad, but it's really good if you like honest music. Here's the first song off this Couchville Sessions record.
Now me and some buddies were down by the river. There were drinkers and dopers and abstainers by choice. There was red wine, white lights, blue smoke, and good times. And when we all say, we had us one voice singing, let's all go down to the river at midnight. We'll swim muddy waters and pick us a tune, and we won't give a damn if it's rock, folk, country, or blues. Well, the sirens were screaming, the blue lights are flashing, I got me a ride in a humorless car. Well, they read me my rights and they sensed my conviction. They said you shall be released when we know what you are. Well, the kangaroo court was now in session. Exhibit A was a blaring radio, not WDVX. They said, sound, is it clear? What is to be expected? I said, sir, your music ain't got no soul. Let's all go down to the river at midnight. We'll swim muddy waters and pick us a tune, and we won't give a damn if it's rock, folk, country, or blues. Mm-hmm.
Now Woody fed Ramblin' some old hobo chili, and Ramblin' fed Dylan 'neath a banana tree. And Guy and Towns, they made a stew down in Texas and brought the whole hog down to Tennessee. Yeah, let's all go down to the river at midnight. We'll swim muddy waters and pick us a tune, and we won't give a damn if it's rock, folk, country, or bluegrass. No, let's all go down to the river at midnight. We'll swim muddy waters and pick us a tune, and we won't give a damn if it's rock, folk, country, or blues. The river, yeah, let's all go down to the river. Let's all go, let's all go, let's all go, let's all go down, 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 down to the river. Let's all go.
Two crows who built a nest in a windmill derrick. Well, it was out around Lubbock. Windmill derrick wasn't much, but about halfway up in the derrick was a crow's nest. It's like this big around, and it's made out of barbed wire. Only takes two to make a murder of crows. Well, the crows, they go in there and catch baby rattlesnakes and have them over for lunch. Then line the nest with skin and bones. Skin and bones. Skin and bones. That far out. I've been trying to write a song about it ever since.
Too drunk too, then he'd wink give me money for the girls. And our lives was like some old Western movie, like desperados waiting for a train, like desperados waiting for a train, waiting, waiting. From the time I could walk, he'd take me with him. A bar called the Green Frog Cafe. There were old men with beer guts and dominoes. They were lying about their lives as they played. When I was just a kid, they all called me sidekick.
It's interesting how they split this last song. Not sure what happened there, but anyway, we'll finish up Desperado's Waiting for a Train Part 2 coming up, and that'll wrap us up for this edition of the Daryl Scott Concert, which was November the 18th in Knoxville, Tennessee at the Bijou Theater. And I've tried to work with several venues out of Nashville, for instance, try to get them to do this very, very thing. And, you know, sell the performances. And, you know, as long as they get the artist's permission and maybe they get a cut or whatever they need off of it, I don't see why more folks don't do this. And I won't mention the venues because I'm not cutting them. It's unique that several in Nashville host a whole lot of very relaxed atmospheres for people to come in throughout the week and the weekends. And I do these concerts. But anyway, maybe eventually this will catch on, because this is where it's at as far as I'm concerned. Good raw talent, good raw music. It's just wonderful. We'll finish up right here. This is part two of Desperado's Waiting for a Train. And I appreciate you listening to the SBB Radio Network. And, of course, this is Music Off the Grid.
Why is they all dressed up like them old men, drinking beer and playing moon in 42? Sing along. Like desperados waiting for a train. Sound good? Like desperados waiting for a train. Like
Then the day before he died, I went to see him. I was grown, he was almost gone. So we just closed our eyes and dreamed us up a kitchen. Yes, we did. And we wrote another verse to that old song. Come on, Jack, the son of a bitch is coming. We're desperados, waiting for a train. Yes, we are. Oh, aren't we desperados, waiting for a train? Like desperados, waiting for a train. Like desperados, waiting for a train. Sing it, man.
To a live performance by Daryl Scott at the Bijou Theater in Knoxville, Tennessee on November the 18th of this year. And we really appreciate the opportunity to be able to bring this to you. Hope you've enjoyed it. If you didn't get to catch all of it, this will go up on our SoundCloud podcast. I'll get it right in a minute. MixCloud, Stitcher, all the podcasts that we do, iTunes, all those. Most of them are just under SBB Radio, and you can just go on there and do a search. You'll be able to find us. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed this. This was set one. We'll do set two soon, and we'll try to catch you on Facebook. If you haven't caught us on Facebook yet, we've definitely got the station to where I make a lot of announcements on our webpage, and you can find us there most anytime. So you can go to our homepage, which is, of course, sbbradio.net. And you also got Facebook links or podcast links all on there to where you can just go right in. And we tried to make it as easy as possible for you. If you ever have any suggestions, just email me. It's Danny at sbbradio.net. Anyway, thanks so much for listening. We're going to close out now, and we're going to keep on going with great stuff bluegrass with my buddy Gene Skinner.